Was the world like when there was just a mongoose, a monkey, and a man? What has John Saxon to do with pre-Tai Chi history? And should YouTube have allowed Yang Lu Chan to upload that video of the Chens? Find out the answers to these essential questions on today's episode of Talking Tai Chi with the Teapot Monk. Everybody, and welcome back to part two of our three-part series on the curious history of Tai Chi Chuan. Last week, we started the history of Tai Chi, recognizing that little was in fact factual, and that there was little point in attempting to substantiate the insubstantial, as history tends to lean heavily towards the partial and the subjective. So we ended last week's episode about to launch into the totally unsubstantiated 2-minute version of the history of Tai Chi Chuan. A version that takes into account a world suffering from attention deficiency and a world raised on a diet of social media updates and Twitter-length novels. The Teapot Monk therefore presents the Twitter history of Tai Chi in 5 stages. Stage 1. The Mongoose. In the beginning, the world was composed of 10,000 things, mostly serpents and mongooses fighting each other in an unobserved manner. Later, a few human beings occupied the planet, mostly stiff and awkward types, practicing single martial postures, bringing to mind those displayed by John Saxon in Enter the Dragon. Stage 2. The Prit Stick. Onto this stage comes Chan Sang Feng, possibly the most renowned mongoose observer of his time, and a dab hand at sticking together otherwise fragmented John Saxon-like postures. With his trusty orangutan buddy, Chan Sang Feng fuses the moves into a single simian form and changes forever the nature of the internal arts and the private life of the average mongoose. Stage 3. The Peking. Several centuries later, in the village of the Chens, the legacy of Chan Sang Feng was held hostage, until a certain outsider named Yang Lu Chan the Invincible peeked into the Chen training halls, videotaped their secret routines, and uploaded them onto YouTube. And at last, the secret was out. When the Chens were sent an anonymous email with a link to Yang Lu Chan's video channel, they dragged him into their lair, where he reputedly whopped the entire clan with one little finger, and thereafter changed the direction of Tai Chi forever. Stage 4. From invincibility to commercial viability. The video peaker's grandson, Yang Chen Fu, a large and somewhat rotund figure, was burdened with the responsibility of continuing the lineage. So he peaked and he peaked. And he learnt from the violent clashes of the Chinese boxers and foreign firearms so prevalent during the period, discovering to his surprise that his generation had inherited little of his grandfather's invincibility, and without even sending a tweet to the Chins, he unilaterally shifted the balance away from Tai Chi Chuan as the ultimate martial fist to that of simply Tai Chi, the ultimate exercise regime for all shapes and sizes, now available on DVD from all good stockists. Stage 5, Shifting Sands. After this, the world shifts again and continues to evolve. And some practitioners decide to evolve with it, whilst others carry on bending spears with their necks and developing calluses on their most intimate parts. Some bits of Tai Chi flee political change by going west. Some bits stay in Asia. But everything changes, because it is in the nature of things to do so. In fact, some argue that Tai Chi is built on such foundations, and is destined therefore to effortlessly adapt to another time, another language, another culture, and another society. Sadly, such evolution is then criticised for the next 50 years for having adapted from the Qin layer. And stiff and unbending types all over the world fight to re-establish things the way they were, back before the time of the video pika, back before mongooses were observed, with the aim of shielding us all from the weapons of mass information. And thus ends the Teapot Monk Twitter history of Tai Chi Chuan. Next week, in part 3 of the history of Tai Chi Chuan, we go west, young man, we go west, and conclude the series with a little more literal an account of how Tai Chi moved out of the Orient and the legacy those first immigrants have left for us. For those keen to catch a visual representation of some of the nonsense related in this week's episode, then I'll leave a link in the podcast notes to a video you may enjoy on this subject, apes and their relationship with Tai Chi. And I'll leave a link to another video on a more traditional view of Tai Chi history. Otherwise, you can catch all of these links with extended notes on the webpage of teapotmonk.com. Until next week. For an alternative look at the internal arts, visit teapotmonk.com for controversial articles, heated discussions, insightful interviews, and links to the two classic texts on Tai Chi, The Manual of Bing Keard Boxing, and of course, Tai Chi 50 Essential Questions and Answers. Got a comment or a suggestion? Tweet me at beancurdboxer or email beancurdboxer@gmail.com.